Previously on The Princess of South Beach, Luisa is attempting to turn over a new leaf and be nicer to people, which led her to have an awkwardly flirtatious interaction with my ex-fiancé, Raul. Meanwhile, Estrella is on a vendetta to find Gabby and followed Esteban to a hotel where she videotaped him in the throes of passion with his campaign manager, Nacho, who happens to be in deep, deep debt with the mob.
Esteban Calderon's office, can you hold?
Look at the cat dragged in. Why are you standing in front of me weirdly smiling?
Ugh. Buenos dias to you too, Karen. I brought you a latte.
Okay, what's going on? Why are you being so nice?
Look, I think things are trending up. Look, Esteban's speech went great and we just got the poll numbers in. Everything is going according to plan.
Ew! Is this animal milk?
No, it's half and half. I'll see you later. Is he in?
Mm-hmm. Ew!
Buenos dias, Esteban.
Close the door.
Did you see the poll numbers?
Are you trying to ruin me?
What? What are you talking about?
I just got an email with this.
Esteban! Nacho.
Oh, my God. What? It was... Is that, Oh my God. Who sent you that?
I was going to ask you the same thing. You're the only one who knew about our little hotel rendezvous. What are you playing at?
Wait, you think I did this?
Mm-hmm.
Are you insane? This could ruin both of us. This has to be the work of that ferret, Alicia Mendez. Look, it has to be.
And how did they know where we were if you didn't tell them?
What?
Have you been playing both sides? Is that it?
What?
And now you think you can blackmail me with this?
I can't believe you would think that. Like, after everything we've been through, Esteban?
Is this about the conversation we had the other night? I already apologized. What more do you want from me? Is this
Esteban,
about the money?
Look at who you're talking to. It's me. I would never do anything to hurt you. It's me. What else does that email say? What are the demands?
It just says, what did you do with Gabby?
What? And who's Gabby?
It's not important.
No, clearly it is. Look, I need to know everything if I'm going to protect you.
Protect me? This is your fault. I can't believe I trusted
Esteban,
you.
Esteban, I did not do this.
Either you're guilty and you've been a spy this whole time, or you're the dumbest, most useless campaign manager
oh,
on
shit.
Earth. Either way, this is
no,
your
no,
fault.
No, 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 no. I can fix this. I can prove that I had nothing to do with this. I'm going to find who's responsible. I promise you.
I hope so, Nacho, because if you don't, this will ruin us both. Now get out!
It looks like the good mood didn't last long. And by the way, that was disgusting, that latte you brought me. Not nice.
Raul, look, this is not a good time to talk, all right? There's a thing happening right now.
I know, you're very stressed, and I didn't really want to tell you, but I'd rather you heard it from me than from TMZ.
Oh, God, what now?
Gloria. Gloria.
Say it. What?
Hold on. Okay, pull it together. Gloria. Gloria broke up with me.
No! No, 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 Raul! What happened?
I don't know what happened.
What happened?
Me. I don't know. We were in the middle of our kiss-iversary and...
Raul, wait, I'm getting another call.
Son of a puppy, what am I gonna do?
You have one new voice message.
Nacho.
Holy shit.
We've given you plenty of time. Our patience is running thin. If we don't get our money by the end of the week, you better start sleeping with your eyes open, my friend.
Oof. I haven't been this stressed since Uncut Gems. I'm sure Estrella and Maria del Carmen didn't realize that the person who would end up being most affected by their blackmail was Nacho. And when people are under a lot of pressure, they tend to do dumb things. Very dumb things. Speaking of, where is Maria del Carmen?
Looks like
like it's Heartbreak Central for the Princess of South Beach, Gloria Calderon, and her ex-bae fiancé, Raul Santana. Check out this footage from their boozy breakup.
I'm sorry, Raul. I got it. I'm going.
Estrella, turn that off.
I'm sorry. It's just that when I told you to try a little liquid courage, I didn't think you would drink the whole bar.
Well, you didn't specify how much liquid courage.
Well, Gloria, now you're free to... Oh, okay. Looks like you didn't waste any time. Are all those texts from Andres?
No, it's Raul. He won't stop sending Julio Iglesias lyrics. Ugh, and I don't think Andres is ever gonna text me again. I may or may not have called him, courageously. I mean, drunk, after I broke up with Raul. I don't remember what I said other than that I was falling in love with him.
Pause. Stop. Hold. You told him that you are in love with him?
Yeah.
Maria! What? And you feel good about that?
No, I'm not psycho.
Well, you kind of came off as a psycho.
It was just my first time getting drunk.
Well, you're lucky you're so hot because that would scare away anyone, even an asthmatic reporter.
Okay, let's just stop talking about my love life. It's giving me hives.
You're right, you're right. There's much bigger fish to fry here. I sent the blackmail video to Esteban's email, but I still haven't gotten a response.
How long do we have to wait?
I don't know. This is my first time blackmailing someone. This way 7 to 10 business days.
Okay, so then what do we do now?
I guess we just wait. I mean, he must be freaking out right now. We sent him a sex tape. I'd be freaking out. Especially if they shot me from my left side because my good side is my right side, you know? And I'm not even in the closet. Marty, are you listening?
Oh my gosh, it's Andres. I guess I didn't scare him off. He said, your drunk voice is cute. Heart emoji, smiley emoji, Russian flag emoji. What does that mean?
So we're not talking about the blackmail anymore?
Sorry. It's exciting. I think I really like him.
Well, according to drunk you, you are in love with him.
I'm not in love with him, but I could see myself potentially one day being on the path towards that.
You know what I think? I just think you need to get laid.
Estrella, I wouldn't do that. I grew up in a convent. I don't know if you remember.
Oh my God, how could I forget? You've told me 50-11 times.
The sexiest thing in there was the Joseph they put up in the nativity scene. He was jacked.
What are you saying right now?
Well, just when Raul kissed me when I got here, that was my first kiss. Andres was my second, so I'm definitely not ready to be getting laid.
Okay, well, as long as this schoolgirl romance doesn't distract you from our plan to, you know, avenge your dead mother and find my missing girlfriend.
Oh, he says the Russian flag emoji was a typo.
Lovers, it's me, Tatiana, obviously. Did you catch Tea with Tatiana this week? No? Well, you missed some juicy updates on our favorite family, the Calderones. I cannot get over the wedding getting canceled, you guys. But you know, life goes on. That's a great lesson we learned this week with one of Raul's ex-girlfriends. Just a great girl. I'm a fan now. I'm hoping I can have my own deep conversation with a loved one inside a Lincoln Aviator GT someday. Hopefully sooner rather than later. All right, that's it for now. But be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
Jorge Alberto. Turn the radio up.
Each other. We need to stop the partisan politics that have pitted us against one another in this country. I refuse to give in to hatred and fear-mongering. What we need in this country is unification. We need a Green New Deal that has sights for the future.
Ugh.
Another strong speech by Elysium Mendez, running for mayor of Miami against conservative candidate Esteban Calderon.
Jorge Alberto, turn that off.
I can't even stand hearing her voice. I refuse to give in to hatred. You say hypocrite.
Those liberals act, they're so moral and righteous, but given the chance, they will do whatever it takes, just like the rest of us. You wouldn't believe what you... Never mind.
Hey, what is this? Ah, great. Alicia is on the cover of Vanity Fair.
Little fair face with a little teeth.
God, she's everywhere.
Who does she have to sleep with to get on the...
And what is this garbage doing here? Anyway, Jorge Alberto, who was the last person to use the car? Where is my Wall Street Journal? Make sure you throw all this garbage out before I use the car again. You understand? Stop the car. Stop the car. I need some air.
I need to be in the car.
Uh-oh. Looks like Nacho isn't the only one on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Will the race destroy him before Maria del Carmen and Estrella get their answers?
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman, with help from Daniela Serkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart, by Joanna Hausman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, Andy Bustillos, X Mayo, Karina Ortiz, and Jasmine Romero. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.